St. George's Day was last Wednesday, 2 days ago. George is, of course, the patron saint of England. And the St. George cross, a red cross on a white field, forms the national flag of England, as well as the flag of the Episcopal Church. George Lydda was a Christian martyr of the early 4th century. He was born to noble Christian parents in Cappadocia, today in central Turkey. After his father died, George's mother took him back to her hometown of Lydda in Palestine, near modern Tel Aviv in Israel. George grew up to become a Roman soldier in the Praetorian Guard, the emperor's personal bodyguard. In AD 303, however, the emperor Diocletian decided to purge the Roman army of Christians. George was sentenced to death for refusing to recant his Christian faith. He was arrested, tortured, then beheaded at Lydda. The Church of St. George there still has a sarcophagus believed to contain his relics. George was canonized by the Pope 200 years later and soon became one of the most venerated saints in Christianity, especially as a military saint. His cult spread rapidly throughout the Eastern Roman Byzantine Empire. During the Crusades, English knights believed they witnessed a miraculous apparition of George, who led them into battle and protected them. They brought his story home to the West. In England, the earliest dedication to George was the Royal Church of the Kings of Wessex, founded by Alfred the Great. I visited that church in Dorset and saw a 12th century sculpture of George on horseback slaying his enemies during the First Crusade, while a knight and his squire knelt in thankful prayer. In medieval literature, George became a model of chivalry, and by the 14th century, he was acknowledged as the patron saint, although he had nothing to do with England. King Edward III founded the highest order of knighthood, the Order of the Garter, under the banner of George, and declared him the protector of the British royal family, founding St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. English soldiers invoked George as a battle cry during the Hundred Years' War against France. In Shakespeare's Henry V, the king tells his men to cry, "God for Harry, England, and St. George." In 1552, during the English Reformation, Edward VI abolished all saints' banners, except for George's. The most famous legend associated with George is his fight against a dragon, which has parallels in pre-Christian myth and is possibly based on an original Mesopotamian story of the conflict between light and darkness. The earliest record of George slaying a dragon is from the 11th century. It echoes depictions of Christ militant, trampling a serpent, found in early Christian art. In George's story, a city was plagued by a dragon who lived in a nearby lake and whose venom poisoned the countryside. To appease it, the people offered 2 sheep every day. But after they ran out of livestock, they sacrificed their children, chosen by lottery. Finally, the lot fell to the king's daughter. He offered all his gold and silver to have her spared, but the people refused. "We sent our children, now you will send yours." Dressed as a bride, she was sent out to the lake to be fed to the dragon. But fortunately, along came George, who rescued the princess and slew the dragon with his lance. The king was so grateful that he offered treasures as a reward, but George refused and insisted they be given to the poor. The people of the city were so amazed by all this that they converted to Christianity on the spot. The king then built a church at the site where the dragon died, and a spring flowed from its altar with water that cured all diseases. St. George's Day was a major feast and a national holiday in England until the 18th century. Church attendance was required. Today, the English government is campaigning for it to be a public holiday again. Many towns still celebrate it and hold an annual St. George's Day pageant. April 23rd is also Shakespeare's birthday. The greatest English writer, born on the feast day of England's patron saint. Is that a coincidence or divine providence? Thank you.